Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Seven Islands of the Fog by Thomas Terra Ford is a fantasy novel in the most creative sense. A war may be coming. Six islands search for the famed seventh island for advantage for the future, for control. Winged people and a giant bird are out for peace. A submarine captain explores the depths for treasure. Magic, faith, and love drive the many colorful characters of the Seven Islands. Humanoid cats and dragon men accompany a host of fantastic creatures. Is war inevitable? Only time will tell when the Seventh Island holds, what the Seventh Island holds, and what price of war is for the many people of this fantastic land. Thomas attended Georgia Institute of Technology in the 1990s, is a degreed engineer. He has a fascination with the classics and role-playing games. The spark of creativity hit when he discovered the background of Robert Jordan, writer of the Wheel of Time series. Thomas thought if a physicist can write compelling fantasy, well, so can an engineer. Enjoy the wild imagination that leads you to explore the Seven Islands of the Fog, and author Thomas Terra Ford is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
This is really such a job well done. You decided to follow your passion. You tell such a great story in Seven Islands of the Fog. What was your inspiration for writing this book?
Oh, I have to say that when I started writing Seven Islands of the Fog, I was kind of in a down place. I was flat broke and a little bit lovelorn. What I thought I would write would be some kind of angst-ridden, you know, one of those Twihard teen novels or something.
Oh, yes. So,
and what happened was I ended up writing this fantasy, and I think it was all in an event to cheer myself up. And even to this day, I think the book cheers me up every time I read it. It's an amazing adventure, and you can get lost in it, you know, from beginning to end.
And that is the nice thing. You talk about getting lost in it and enjoying it. When you read the reviews, that's exactly the emotions that readers go through. You sort of get lost. You can't put the book down. You want to find out what's happening next. I did a brief synopsis there in the beginning, and you've got so much going on during the course of the book. This is, I think, a little different. I love the way you tell the story and the story you tell. How does Seven Islands of the Fog distinguish itself in the fantasy genre?
Well, it's a fantasy world, where the real world is the fantasy, and the fantasy is the real world, kind of flips it on its head. And you enter the world through the fog. Like normal people living in the world can get lost in the fog and end up in the Seven Islands of the Fog. And my imagination went wild when I wrote this book. There are six islands. And there's the mysterious seventh island everyone is looking for. There's people that inhabit these islands and many creatures, and it's just the story distinguishes itself by the sheer amount of fantasy type creatures that are thrown at it, and I also believe that the topics I tackle in the book sometimes are a little political, philosophical, even religious, and it's quite a ride. If you just want to go along for a ride, it's a great read.
Well, it is, and the book is called Seven Islands of the Fog. You'll find the book at the usual places. Send you to stratton-press.com as one of the places, publisher of the book. The book available, of course, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll get you links so you can go there and get information on the book. You talk about this ride that you're on, and as you're reading, you keep introducing these new characters, and you're going, wow, this is great. They keep coming at us, and I love these. What an imagination that that Thomas has. Let's focus on sort of the main characters. Who are the main characters? Tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, there are three groups of main characters in the story. The first group is on the island of Triton. Everyone is their winged people. They fly around on highways in the sky. And the way that they transport themselves from island to island is on these huge birds called whirly birds. And in the beginning of the book, there's a war coming, and Chancellor Robbins, who is the governor of a major mountain on Triton, is commissioned to bring peace, to be a peacemaker. And the messenger who brought the message, his name is Lucius, comes along with him, and together they meet this girl named Victoria. She is the keeper of the whirlybirds. She keeps she's basically, it's like a horse farm except for giant birds. And the three of them head out to the island of Scio to broker peace. Another group of main characters in the story is Captain Ryder. In this fantastic world of creatures, he has a submarine, and it's actually a mystery in the story as to why this man has a submarine. But he has a crew, and they travel through the seven islands looking for magical artifacts and gold, and they stumble into the mystery of the seventh island. And then the third group of main characters are these angels. Now, an angel's guild on Triton is like a CIA. It's like the CIA. And they also are able to use magic. And the angels and Captain Ryder and the Chancellor Robbins, all three of them are on a collision course together. They're all out on different missions, but their journeys bring them together, both concerning the mystery of the seventh and also peace on Scio, which is another island in the Seven Islands of the Fog.
The book is Seven Islands of the Fog. Thomas Terrafort is our guest on the program, the author. Terrafort is TerraFort. If you're Googling that, book available. Stratton-Press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A question about your writing process as you sat down to work on this book, Seven Islands of the Fog. Was this all pretty well developed out, fleshed out before you started writing an outline, or did you add some of these elements as you went through telling the story?
I would also like to let listeners know that I have a there's another book of mine coming out pretty soon through Stratton Press, and just to keep an eye out for that. It's more of a character driven novel that you might enjoy. Just to give you a heads up. What was the question again?
Well, it's the writing process. You have so many elements here, and that's what the beauty of the book. You've got so much going on, so many people. Did you lay all of that out in an outline ahead of time with all of this, or did this sort of evolve as you were writing the book?
Well, it's kind of a balancing act between the creative and the logical.
Yes.
What I do when I first start writing a book is I usually let my creativity fly. And somewhere when I get about halfway through the book, I stop the pure creativity of the situation, and I get into thinking about the logic and the stories with the characters. And so I usually let myself get to about the halfway point of the book, and then as I work towards the end of the book, it's more laid out and specified.
So sort of that engineering background comes in there, trying to make it all logical and to follow it through as you're writing the book.
Yeah, I create the problem that I solve.
Thomas Terrafort, our guest on the program, Seven Islands of the Fog. Mentioned in the beginning, magic, faith, and love. Magic plays an important part in Seven Islands of the Fog, doesn't it?
Yes, there are two groups of magic people in the Seven Islands. One is on the island of Catswall, which is an island of wizards and humanoid cats, and the wizards there have magic. On the island of Triton, the Angels Guild has magic. There's also a general sort of magic, whereas generally people in the Seven Islands can cast a few spells. And then there's also magical artifacts, certain items that hold magical powers.
Who is this book designed for? Is there a specific audience you had in mind? There's almost something there for everybody, but is there a specific audience you had in mind as you were writing Seven Islands of the Fog?
I wanted to write a story that was was fun enough or enjoyable enough for a younger audience. But if you wanted to delve more into the symbolism of the story as an older person, you could do that. So there's two ways of looking at the book. You can look at it as pure fun, pure enjoyment, or you can try to say, well, what was he saying about this, or why was this put in the story?
I'm just going to say, as an adult reading it, you've got this, boy, this is a great story. And then you're thinking, well, wait a minute. Is he trying to get us thinking here with this particular topic that he's entered into the storyline? Did you do
Well,
a great job of doing that?
I'll give you an example. The fact that there are these six islands and then the seventh island, they can be interpreted in a way like they're countries and the way they interact with each other and the different ways that the different islands are ruled or not ruled based on their situation.
Yes.
Those kinds of details can make you think about the story, but really it's just a fun story for the enjoyment of whoever reads.
And a great escape, as we talked about in the beginning. We all need to sort of get away, turn off the news, turn off the noise, and focus on something that's going to bring us enjoyment. You'll find that in Seven Islands of the Fog. Tell us a little bit about the inhabitants of the Seven Islands of the Fog.
Okay, there's the six islands are Triton with wing. It's wing people who fly around and live on mountaintops. And then there's the next closest island is the island of Tantamount. Now the island of Tantamount is kind of like a 19th century trading post. It's very old school with bars and very old school manufacturing of houses and buildings. They're a very capitalistic society, but in the old school, give me the gold kind of sense. And then Ignis is an island of warriors and poet farmers and warriors, and it's kind of ruled through discipline. And it's very very interesting story in Ignis. The island of Dragoon is the island of dragon men. It's a prehistoric island, and the dragon men aren't the only people on the island. There's also a group of people called the Shin, and they're like sloth-like people with many legs, but they're very fast. And the two groups of people live on the island in a kind of a hunter, kind of a alpha bravo sense,
Yes.
whereas one group is kind of in charge over the other group. And the island of Shio, where everyone is concerned about in this story, is a group of large craniumed inventors. The whole island is geared towards laboratories and the discovery of science. Then there's the island of Catswall, and the island of Catswall has cats, humanoid cats, and wizards. And there's a Every island gets enough focus. I move focus from island to island in the story, and it's a marvelous journey of getting in the experience of each island. Now, the seventh island is a mystery, which I won't go into. You could learn about in the story, but there's also an underwater city, which I talk about, and actually is the best described thing in the book is the underwater city. And there's also, I put this out there just to say, but there's a ghost.
Interesting. So, like, that's not enough, and we've got a ghost to sort of cap it all off here in Seven Islands of the Fog. Okay, where are the seven islands?
Well, I don't specifically say where they are, but what I do say is that anybody on Earth can get to them if they get lost in fog, or if they look at fog a certain way, they could find themselves strolling from our world into the world of the Seven Islands, which at its base is a dream world, is kind of a world of fantasy.
You know, I love that. The Seven Islands can be wherever we perceive them to be as we're reading the story. Thomas, Tara Ford is the author and our guest. Tara Ford is TerraFortE, if you're Googling that, Seven Islands of the Fog. Book available, stratton-press.com, all of the usual places. Touch on this here, boy. Time going by so quickly, but you've got so many elements. The creatures that you introduce, if you've described, really it captures the attention of the reader. Tell us about some of the creatures in the Seven Islands.
Well, I guess the first creatures you're introduced to in the Seven Islands are these whirly birds, these giant birds that the winged people of Triton fly on. And the thing about the one whirly bird, his name is George. He has an almost humanistic quality to him, almost like a pet. And what I thought was interesting was, if you go to the island of Catswall, they've got these giant cranes, and they're pretty big too, but they use them as food. And I always thought it was an interesting juxtaposition between the respect that we have for creatures that we have as pets versus creatures that we have as food. And
interesting.
If you go to the island of Dragoon, there are these things called moth eaters. They're basically these little fur balls that live on the ground, and everybody eats them. Their only defense is camouflage, but apparently they've all been figured out, and people use them for clothing as well as food.
You're going to want to order your copy of Seven Islands of the Fog, and you can do that at all of the usual places. You can link on to Thomas's information at stratton-press.com at Amazon by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are some of the motivations of the main characters in Seven Islands of the Fog?
Okay. Chancellor Robbins, who is the Triton governor who tries to bring peace to Shio, he generally believes that each island should be independent of every other island, that he believes in that all islands should have their own boundaries and should be able to take care of themselves. But he does a lot to grandfather in a kind of peaceful feeling among the islands, and he's respected, which is something that doesn't seem like comes easy in Seven Islands. Captain Ryder, the captain of the submarine, he's always looking for someplace to retire. Like, it's interesting how many times in the story I mentioned that he's looking for some place to retire. I guess what I discovered in the book was he's got this big crew in the submarine, and he's sort of happy where he is. And it's kind of a journey where he's always looking for something he really has.
Interesting. I love what you do with the characters in the book. We've got a couple minutes left here. What do you hope the takeaway is as people read Seven Islands of the Fog? What do you hope we take away when they're complete?
Well, I guess the takeaway from the story would be that that imagination is not limited, and that as sometimes life can feel like we're boxed in by rules, regulations, and whatnot, but the imagination and the pursuit of happiness goes on ad infinitum.
The book is available stratton-press.com, Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned the new book you're working on that'll be available at Stratton. What projects do you have going? How soon before that may be out? And are you working on something else?
I'm working on a sequel. The book we were talking about just now, I'm working on the sequel to that book. Although people have asked me if I'm going to write a sequel to Seven Islands of the Fog, and I may at some point do that.
Well, I was wondering about that, and that was going to be my next question. If it's possible, you've created this world out there, this vivid imagination has given us so much enjoyment and entertainment and thought-provoking issues in the book Seven Islands of the Fog. I hope there is a sequel to that. But enjoy Seven Islands of the Fog, Thomas Terrafort, and that's Terrafort. book at the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com, and you'll look for his new book there as well. And, of course, Amazon, and we'll have all the links up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Thomas, a pleasure having you on the program. What a great story you tell in Seven Islands of the Fog. I should say, what great stories you tell in Seven Islands of the Fog. You've got so much there. It's such a delight to read, receiving excellent reviews. Congratulations on the success of the book. We'll look forward to more from you, and hopefully we can chat again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It's been our pleasure. Seven Islands of the Fog, Thomas Terrafort, our guest, Terrafort. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.